While Alaska is known for its oil, it is also home to another energy source, hydrokinetic power, which uses turbines to harness energy from tides, rivers, and waves. Four separate test projects are underway this summer, and many more could be just around the corner. APRN's Joaquin Palomino looks at why Alaska leads the way in hydrokinetic research and what's driving growth in the industry.
Engineers have tried to harness the power of pounding waves and shifting tides for generations. And with 90% of the nation's tidal power and a good chunk of its wave and river energy, Alaska's quickly becoming the epicenter for this new technology.
We are clearly the ocean energy, hydrokinetic energy leader in America.
Doug Johnson, director of business at the Ocean Renewable Power Company, is working on four hydrokinetic projects this summer, from the Aleutian Islands to Yakutat. One along the Kvichak River near the town of Igiagig could provide about half of the energy needs for the 50-person community.
If it's successful, you could literally turn the diesels off and use diesel as backup power. It's just a really excellent way to provide energy to the community. There's no emissions, and there is really no negative impacts that we've seen so far from these devices in the water.
Despite its technical name, hydrokinetic power is pretty straightforward. It's basically just a turbine placed in water. As the current or wave moves it, electricity is made. Like any new invention, hydrokinetic power is pretty expensive. But in rural Alaska, where people pay a premium for energy, it could still pencil out.
A lot of renewable energy technologies that don't work elsewhere will work here cost-effectively.
Sean Scaling is with the Alaska Energy Authority.
They'll probably start competing a little bit faster in Alaska than someplace else that might have a lower cost of energy.
While this summer's projects target small, rural communities, Anchorage is next to one of the greatest untapped sources of renewable energy in the country, Cook Inlet. Tom Raven is a civil engineering professor at the University of Alaska.
Supplying the electricity for Anchorage, say, a city of 300,000 people, with Cook Inlet would be relatively easy to do because that resource is tidal. It's happening every day of the year.
Anchorage currently relies largely on nearby natural gas reserves for its energy. As those wells deplete, tapping Cook Inlet for electricity could look more and more attractive, Raven says.
The oil supply in Alaska is going to run out. I've always hoped that there would be enough vision in the state of Alaska that they would seize this opportunity where they have all this oil wealth to take some of those funds and basically invest in renewable energy on a large scale.
Alaska plans to generate half of its electricity from renewable sources by 2025. To help meet that goal, Ocean Renewable Power Company is looking for ways to connect Cook Inlet tidal generators to the rail belt, which supplies 80% of the state with electricity. Hydrokinetic tests along the Kvichak and Tanana rivers should be complete by the end of summer. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.